For over 25 years, reads Stephen's website, his music has touched the lives of millions and is used in homes, yoga and massage centers, hospices, and innovative business offices worldwide. It was at the beginning of Stephen's career in 1978, at a New Age conference in California, that he met Jim Channon. Jim said he wanted somehow to use Stephen's music to make the American soldier more peaceful, and he also hoped to deploy Stephen's music in the battlefield to make the enemy feel more peaceful, too. Stephen's immediate thought was, "I don't want to be on a list." "Sometimes you end up on a list, you see," said Stephen. "They monitor your activities. Who was this guy? Was he posing as someone who wanted to learn the good things, but was planning to use them against me?" I was struck by how vividly Stephen recalled his encounter with Jim. "This is," Stephen explained, "because people who work in the ambient music field don't get approached by the military all that often. Plus, Jim seemed to walk the walk in terms of inner peace. Jim was very charismatic." "And anyway," Stephen added, "these were paranoid times." "We'd just come out of Vietnam," he said. "It turned out that some of the most violent anti-war agitators were double agents. It was the same in the UFO community." "The UFO community?" I said. "Why would government spies want to infiltrate that?" "Oh, John," said Stephen, "don't be naive." "Why, though?" I asked. "Everyone kept tabs on everyone," said Stephen. "It got so paranoid that UFO speakers would start by asking all the government spies to stand up and identify themselves. The more you know, the more you don't know, see? Anyway, there was a lot of paranoia. And then some guy came over and said he was from the military, and he wanted to learn about my music. And that was Jim Channon." "Why do you think he approached you in particular?" I asked. "Someone once said that my music allows people to have a spiritual experience without naming it," Stephen replied. "I think that was it. He said he needed to convince the higher-up military brass, the top ranks. These are people who had never known a meditative state. I think he wanted to get them into it without naming it." "Or maybe he wanted to hypnotize his leaders with subliminal sounds," I said. "Maybe so," said Stephen. "They're very powerful things."